This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government of Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over ₹46,300 crores. He will also address a public meeting on the occasion. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and some union ministers will also be present in the function. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. Once the legislation will become act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections, like panchayats, to be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its members of Lok Sabha to present in the lower house today. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in the honour of Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasanayake at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Welcoming the visiting dignitary and his delegation to Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President congratulated him for his victory in the recent elections in Sri Lanka. President Murmu said, "Sri Lanka is an important part of India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision." She added that as a close and trusted partner, India would continue to support the Sri Lankan government's efforts for the sustainable economic development of Sri Lanka. The President also said that India's comprehensive development assistance partnership with Sri Lanka is based on Sri Lanka's priorities and needs. The President expressed confidence that India's investment-led growth will assist Sri Lanka in its economic recovery and stability. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a five-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana from today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri, Andhra Pradesh, and also lay the foundation of various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The President will also present the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad. The President will also host a home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and academicians. Due to rising pollution levels in Delhi NCR, all primary schools in Delhi have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. Directorate of Education under Delhi government has issued an order in this regard. The schools have been asked to conduct classes for up to 5th standard in online or offline mode wherever it is possible. The department said the decision has been taken following the imposed Stage 4 of GRAP in the Delhi NCR region, announced by the Commission for Air Quality Management today. The Union Government launched the Credit Guarantee Scheme for ENWR-based pledged financing yesterday. Under this scheme, farmers will now be able to get a loan through their produce. After submitting their produce to warehouses registered with the Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, they will be issued an Electronic Negotiable Warehouse Receipt, ENWR. This receipt can be used as a guarantee against default to obtain low-interest loans from banks and other lending institutes. Farmers, farmers' producer organizations from cooperatives, and MSMEs will be eligible under this scheme. National Security Advisor and India's Special Representative SR on the India-China boundary question, Ajit Doval, will hold the 23rd meeting of the SRs in Beijing tomorrow with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. The Ministry of External Affairs said the two special representatives will discuss the management of peace and tranquility in the border areas and explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable solution to the boundary question. In women's cricket, India will take on West Indies in the second T20 International at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai today. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the series opener on Sunday, India thrashed the visitors with a convincing 49 runs victory at the same venue. The West Indies women's team is currently on a tour to India, where they will play 3 T20 internationals and 3 1-day internationals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.